الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى through his infinite grace and mercy revealed his ultimate word, the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. This is a book which we have revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this book during the best of the nights. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We have revealed this book, the ultimate word, the Quran, during the night of Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of the months for the revelation of his book. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of places for the revelation of this book, Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of the angels to reveal this book to the best of the creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nazala bihi ar-ruhul amin ala qalbik. Ar-ruhul amin, Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam, descended with this book. Ala qalbik, and he transferred the words of this book to your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his qudra, through his power, put this Quran in your heart and in your memory, and give you the ability to recite to the ummah. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in the ability to memorize the same words. And when Nabi sallallahu alihi wa sallam left this world, he left behind approximately 10,000 huffaz. In 23 years, Nabi sallallahu alihi wa sallam prepared 10,000 huffaz. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave these 10,000 people the ability to memorize the whole Quran from Alhamd till Wannas. And then this continued through every era. During the time of the Tabi'in, the number of the Huffaz did not decrease. It increased. And then during the time of the Taba Tabi'in, the number of Huffaz did not decrease. It increased. And the number of Huffaz that we find today in this world are more than the number of Huffaz that were there 30 years ago or 40 years ago. We will find decline in every sphere of deen, every department of deen. We will find a decrease in salat, in the number of people attending the masajid. We will find decrease in the number of people who are giving zakah. We will find decrease in the number of people who are abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we look at this department, the department of memorizing the Quran, the number is always increasing. Kyo mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Kyo mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? Islam has to be distinguished, because there is a unique difference between Islam and the other religions. There, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the injunctions of their religion is in their books. And here, the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in the hearts of the people. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran seenon mein. Musalmanon na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. Oh Muslims, do not fear. Do not become despondent. Musalmanon na ghabrao, oh Muslims, do not become despondent. Because the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was there 1400 years ago, that power and that qudrat is still there. Allah doesn't change. Everything changes except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not age. Allah does not become weak. Allah does not become sick. Allah's power and qudrat neither decreases nor increases. It remains the same because it is 100% all the while. So why should we become despondent? Musalmanon na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there. Abhi Islam zinda hai. Islam is still alive. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the chain of prophethood. by sending our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who said, Ana khatamun nabiyyin, I am the final messenger. La nabiyya ba'di, no nabi will come after me. And if I am the last nabi, then this is the last revelation. This is the last message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no need for another nabi to come. There will be no need for another scripture. This scripture will reign until the day of Qiyamah. This religion will reign until the day of Qiyamah. Abhi Islam zinda hai. Islam is still thriving. Islam is still alive. Islam may not be thriving in my life. Islam may not be thriving in your life, in your life, in your life, in your life. That doesn't mean Islam is dead. That doesn't mean Islam is not thriving. There will always remain until the day of Qiyamah, Muslims in whose lives Islam will be thriving. Islam will be alive until the day of Qiyamah. If I don't practice, Hafiz Sahib will practice. If Hafiz Sahib don't practice, Hafiz Ahmed Sahib will practice. If he is not prepared to practice, Maulana will practice. If Maulana is not prepared to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qari Sahib will serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam will remain. Islam will exist until the day of Qiyamah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has taken it upon himself to safeguard deen, safeguard Quran. Until the day of Qiyamah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. It is we who have revealed this book. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And it is we who will safeguard it until the day of Qiyamah. La yatihi al-batilu min bayni yadayhi wala min khalfihi. Batil will not be able to penetrate the Quran. Neither from the front nor from behind. From any direction. Batil will not be able to penetrate the words of the Quran. The words of the Quran will not change. And the style of writing. For example, Ismail. So when we write Ismail in Arabic, there are two ways of writing Ismail. One is Alif, Sin, Mim, Alif, Ain, Ya, Lam. And the other way of writing is Alif, Sin, Mim, join Ain with Mim and put Khada Zabar. Two ways of writing. The writing of the Quran as was written during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remains preserved till today. Whether you write Ismail with Alif or whether you write Ismail with Khada Zabar, neither the word changes nor the meaning. But Allah has safeguarded this book in such a way that it will continue to be written in the same manner as it was written in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Rasmul Khat, the style of writing will not change. The pronunciation will not change. If I don't pronounce the Quran correctly, that doesn't mean that there is no one in the world who is unable to recite the Quran exactly as the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited. Nobody can match the spirituality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when reciting the Quran. The effect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation would have is very, very different, very unique from the effect of any other normal Qari or any other famous Qari. But what I am saying is that during the 1440 years, there have always been dozens of people, if not hundreds and thousands, dozens of people throughout the world who recited the Quran with the same pronunciation, same tajweed, same sihat with which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the style of writing. Allah protected the pronunciation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also protected the words. The words of the Quran. Allah has also protected the meaning of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also protected the practice and the amal of the Quran. Throughout 14 centuries, you would always find dozens of people, rather hundreds of people, whose life was like the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who practiced the do's and the don'ts of the Quran just as the Sahaba used to practice.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not safeguarding this book only from one aspect that the words will not change. He is protecting this book from all aspects. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, we have revealed this book and we will protect it from all aspects until the day of Qiyamah. So why should Muslims become despair? Why should anybody worry about the Quran? I always tell Muslims, don't worry about the Quran. Don't worry about the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A cartoon here and there cannot defame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A book cannot defame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An article written by a particular person cannot defame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I am a person with honor and dignity, and if the whole world defames me, their defaming me cannot defame me because I am what I am. If I am not a liar, and if the whole of Dalistan says that he is a liar, I do not become a liar. So if the whole world defames Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they cannot defame him because he is a perfect being. Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu aini, wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa'u, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. I will just discuss the second couplet. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your features are pure from every defect. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً. When I look at your nose, it is perfect. When I look at your eyes, it is perfect. When I look at your ears, it is perfect. When a wife looks at a husband, she finds the husband very attractive and very, very handsome. But every wife will think in her heart and mind that only if the ears were a bit better. Everything is perfect, just the nose. I love my husband, I like him, he's handsome. But only if the fingers were, only if this was. And same with the husband, when he looks at his wife, deeply in love, she's beautiful. But he will say, if only this, if only this, if only this. Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You are free from every defect. Allah has created you free from every defect. You are free from defect in your features and you are free from defect in your actions. Actions. If a person sees a particular person in his ibadat, the person will say, Alhamdulillah, his ruku is perfect, his sajda is perfect, his jalsa is perfect, his tawma is perfect, only if his qiraat was a little bit better. Just a little better qiraat. Everything is perfect only if the ruku was a bit better. Or his salat is perfect only if his behavior with the people was a bit better. Here no defect. No defect in his features and no defect in his actions. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from every defect. So whenever I look at you, Hassan ibn Thabit says that you are so pure from every defect that whenever I see you, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, then I feel, he says, I feel that when Allah was creating you, He was asking you that how do you want me to create you? Before making your nose, Allah asked you that this is the market of noses. Pick one nose for you. And these are the lips that I'm going to give to the people. Pick your lips and pick your eyes and pick the hair that you want and pick. It is as if you have been created. An action, the style of walking, unique. When he used to sit amongst the Sahaba, unique. Allahu Akbar. When he used to walk, unique. When he used to sit, unique. When he used to speak, unique. His features unique, his appearance unique, his ibadat unique, and his social life unique. Every action of his unique, so unique, so unique, so unique, that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain fell in love with every action of his and every word of his, so much so that they recorded every action and every word of his. When you are impressed with something, you record it and you tell other people. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent these ahadith to us. Everything is recorded. So much so that his jokes are also recorded. His jokes. His humors with the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain are also recorded.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perfect. Perfect in everything. Perfection, complete perfection. So my friends, he was so perfect that Ali radiyallahu anhu, we find his hadith in Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, that he started mentioning the Shama'il and the features of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the good habits of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after mentioning a few things in detail, he was like this, he was like this, he was like this, he was like this, he was like this. He concludes and he says, يَقُولُ نَعِيْتُهُ. Whoever described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be compelled to say, لَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَهُ لَا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ قَتُّ. I have not seen anything like him, neither before him nor after him. And Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu lived in this world for how many years? 60 years, 70 years. In 60, 70 years, how many people do you see? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has been there for thousands of years. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was given the responsibility to convey the message to each and every Nabi. So he had seen approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The cream of humanity. Each one of them handsome. He had also seen Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the opinion of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam? We find a hadith that he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam once and he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, qallabtu masharik al-ardi wa magharibaha. Through the qudra and through the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to me, I have turned upside down the east of the earth and the west of the earth. The commentators of the hadith commenting on this particular phrase say that means through the power and the qudrat Allah gave me, I have seen each and every person. I have seen everything that is on this earth. Mashriq, Maghrib, Shimal, Junub, North, South, East, West, I have turned upside down everything and I have seen everything very, very clearly. And after seeing everything and everybody, what is my final decision? فَلَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِن مُحَمَّدٍ. I have not seen anyone more better and more virtuous than you. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. My friends, what I am saying is that don't worry about the Quran, because Allah is looking after the Quran. Don't worry about the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah is looking after the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'ana anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Allah says that I have elevated your zikr. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. I have elevated your zikr. There are only two beings. One is Khaliq and the other is Makhluq. There are only two beings who are continually mentioned and remembered throughout the 24 hours. During every second of 24 hours, there are only two beings, Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are being remembered 24 hours. 24 hours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the times of salat in such a way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made adhan necessary for salah and then iqamat also, that if you look at the times of the salat throughout the world, then you will not find a single moment where a muazzin is not saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah. Even at this precise moment, somewhere in the world, a muazzin must be saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. When he finishes, another muazzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Either iqamat is taking place or azan is taking place. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Whenever we say, La ilaha illallah, we say, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the grave, when Allah will ask, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? Who is your Rabb? You will be made to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open all the veils between our grave and the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will very clearly see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who do you recognize him? Who is this person? Allahu Akbar. It's a different topic. What I am saying is that we should not worry about deen. We should not worry about Islam. What will happen to Islam? We should not worry about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, somebody is drawing a cartoon, somebody is publishing a cartoon, somebody is going to write a book. What will happen to the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? No. We should not worry about the Quran. What will happen to the Quran? We should worry about ourselves, that what will happen to me without the Quran? What will happen to me without my association with my Nabi? What will happen to me without the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Without deen, without Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and without Quran, I will be doomed in this world, I will be doomed at the time of death, I will be doomed in the grave, I will be doomed on the day of Qiyamah, and I will be doomed forever ever in the fire of Jahannam. We should worry about ourselves. How much Quran do I know? How many sunnats of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do I have in my life? How much love do I have for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much love do I have for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you can become a complete believer. None of you can become a complete believer until I do not become more beloved to him than his parents, than his children, and the whole of creation. Muhammad hai matae alame ijad se piyara, pidar madar biradar malo jaan aulad se piyara. Muhammad hai matae alame ijad se piyara. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to me than the whole creation of Allah. Pidar, mother, father, mother, birader, brother, malo, jaan, wealth, life. He is more beloved to me than everything. Malo, jaan, aulad se piyara. More beloved than even children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be more beloved to us than even our own lives. In order to carry out his command, we are unable to sacrifice our nafs. Nafs, only nafs. Not life, nafs. How can we be proud as Muslims when we do not obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When we don't perform 5 times salat? When we not lower our gazes? When we are unable to stay away from obscene and filth on WhatsApp, on mobile phones, on social media, during the dark nights when everybody is asleep. When we are unable to control our carnal desires. How can we claim to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are being asked to give sacrifice of nafs only, not life. The loves should be so intense that if that demand of sacrificing the life comes, we should be prepared to sacrifice our lives also. Nabi ki izzat o hurmat pe marna ain ima hai. Sare maktal bhi unka zikr karna ain ima hai. Darata hai hame daro rasan se kyun are nada. Nabi ke ishq mein suli pe chadna ain ima hai. Nabi ki izzat o hurmat pe marna ain ima hai. To die for the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing but iman. Sare maktal bhi unka zikr karna ain ima hai. When a person's life is in danger, even then to talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true iman. Darata hai hame daro rasan se kyun are nada, you are trying to frighten me. You are frightening me that if I follow the deen and if I follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my life is in danger. I will be hanged. Nabi ke ishq mein suli pe chadna ain ima hai. To be hanged as a result of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is true iman. And what is one life? Jaan ka to zikr kiya hai azizan e muhtaram, dono jahan huzur pe qurban kijiye. What is one life? One should be prepared to sacrifice health, wealth, life, children, parents, everything for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So friends, how much connection do we have with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
How much connection
do we have with the deen of Allah? That is the worry. That is the worry. Allah is looking after the deen. Allah is looking after the honor of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is looking after the Quran. And because Allah is looking after the Quran, despite so much degeneration in deen, and despite the environments of our houses not being religious, from irreligious homes, a child comes to the madrasa and the child says to the father and the mother and to the teacher that I want to become Hafiz. And against all odds, this child remains steadfast for 3 years, 4 years, until this child completes the Quran. Every week we hear, Khatm-e-Quran Jalsa is taking place here, Khatm-e-Quran Jalsa is taking place there, Khatm-e-Quran Jalsa is taking place there. And even in this age of degeneration, our children are memorizing the whole Quran. Thereafter, they are repeating the Quran over and over again for 3 months, 4 months, 1 year, 6 months. After completing the Quran, they don't run away from madrasa. Majority of them remain in the madrasa. And they revise the Quran. And they make the Quran so firm that there are many dozens who are able to recite the whole Quran in one go. In one gathering. In one gathering. We have a Khatm-e-Nubuwat, Khatm-e-Quran gathering every year at the Islamic Dawah Academy. Once a year. Just recently, a few months ago, we had a Khatm-e-Quran gathering wherein 80-90 Qurans take place. And this time, those students who attempted to complete the whole Quran in one go, and who completed the whole Quran in one go means from morning till evening, the only time they are able to leave the recitation is if they want to relieve themselves or at lunch time. The food is brought in that room and they sit down and they eat. They cannot refer to the Quran again. And continually a teacher is supervising them. So he reads. The number was 34 students. 34 students were able to recite the whole Quran in one go. And some of them 25 mistakes, some of them 20 mistakes, some 15 mistakes. And there are many who had mistakes less than 5, and there were a few no mistakes. No miss, not a single mistake. Allahu Akbar. Musalmanon na ghabrao, Khuda ki shan baqi hai, abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baqi. If we are in a house which is burning from all four sides, and we become depressed, we become fearful, and then people from outside will say to you that don't become despondent, don't fear, come out through the window because there is safe haven outside. This is what the poet is telling us, that don't become despondent even in the circumstances you are. Don't become despondent, there is a safe haven, whether you are in Dalestan, whether you are in Leicester, whether you are in China, whether you are in Pakistan, whether you are in India, wherever you may be, there is a safe haven. Wherever you are, attach yourself to Deen, attach yourself to Quran, attach yourself to your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nothing will harm you. Let us, my friends, make a firm resolution that inshallah we will attach ourselves to the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will embrace the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will connect ourselves to the glorious Quran. Glorious Quran. One such student is completing the whole Quran today. Alhamdulillah. He has put the whole Quran to memory. He is worthy of congratulations. His teacher is worthy of congratulations. His parents and the whole family is worthy of congratulations. The management of this madrasa is worthy of congratulations. The whole of Darlaston is worthy of congratulations. And as a result of this boy, the whole ummah is worthy of congratulation. What this boy has achieved, my friends, we will not know until the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, يُقَالُ لِسْحَيْبِ الْقُرَانِ اِقْرَى وَرْتَقِي. Iqra, read and elevate yourself. Read and elevate yourself. Iqra وَرْتَقِي. Read and elevate yourself. وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنِيَا. And read with tajweed, with sihat, just as you would read in the world. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَوْهَا. Where you stop reading, that is your abode in Jannah. Where you stop reading, that is your abode in Jannah. We will only know in the hereafter, my friend. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will connect to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will learn his life, we will read his life, we will understand his life, and we will try to follow his ways. We will try to follow him in ibadat, we will try to follow him in muasharat, we will try to follow him in muamalat, and we will try to follow him in akhlaq. And we will make sure that our aqaid and beliefs are just as he had told. And let us make a firm resolution that we will connect to the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read good books written by good scholars, authentic, reliable scholars whose chain reaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We will sit in the company of our imma, the programs that take place in our masjid. Learn from our ulama, learn from our imams. We will go to those ulama who are near us. Walsall is not far, Birmingham is not far. We will also participate. We will go to senior ulama, we will seek knowledge, we will benefit from them, and we will practice. And let us connect to the Quran. And how do we connect to the Quran? By reciting the Quran. By reciting the Quran. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, from today we will recite a portion from the Quran daily. Make a firm resolution, my friends. We will recite a portion from the Quran daily. Daily recitation. For huffaz, it is 3 juz per day. And non-huffaz, 1 juz per day. If the huffaz are unable to, then 2. If not 2, then at least 1. And if the non-huffaz are unable to recite 1, then begin with 3 quarters. If not 3 quarters, then half. If not half, then quarter. If quarter is too difficult as well, then begin with 1 ruku, 1 page, with the intention of slowly, slowly, slowly increasing to 1 juz. Minimum is 1 juz. So in 30 days, we complete the whole Quran. The huffaz should begin reciting 3 juz daily, majority of which should be in salat. So by memory, you will never forget. But if our Quran has become weak, then 1.5 juz twice a day. If it has become much weaker, then 1 juz 3 times a day. If it has become even more weaker, then half a juz 6 times a day. And if it is even more weaker, then quarter juz 12 times a day. If we read quarter juz 12 times a day, before next Ramadan, we will know that I am able to lead 20 rakat on my own. We will only be given honor on the day of Qiyamah. I am speaking to the Huffaz. We will only be honored on the day of Qiyamah if we are resurrected as a Hafiz. If there is a doctor who has graduated from the university as a doctor, and he doesn't practice for 30 years. No knowledge of medicine now. After 30 years, he has forgotten everything. And if somebody says to you that he is a degree holder and he is a doctor, he has graduated from Leicester University or Oxford University, but he has not practiced for 30 years and he doesn't know anything, will you call him a doctor? You will not call him a doctor. If this brother is not Hafiz of the Quran, we will not call him Hafiz Sahib. If I say to him, Hafiz Sahib, how are you? He will say, no, I am not a Hafiz. If I say, Hafiz Sahib, come here, somebody else will tell me that he is not a Hafiz. Why? Why isn't he Hafiz? Why can't I call him Hafiz? I can't call him Hafiz because he doesn't have the whole Quran in his heart. But if I say to Hafiz Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, nobody will correct me. So if we have memorized the Quran, my friends, and then we forget the Quran, then people will not know whether we have forgotten or we have the Quran in our hearts, but Allah knows. So on the day of Qiyamah, such people will not be resurrected as Huffaz. And if they are not resurrected as Huffaz, they will not acquire the honor that Allah will grant to the Huffaz. So become a Hafiz and remain a Hafiz until you breathe your last. And in order to do that, we have to read 3 juz every day. If not 2 juz, if not 1 juz, begin somewhere. And the non-huffaz read 1 juz. If not 1 juz, then 3 quarter, half, quarter, at least 1 ruku. And every day, Yasin Sharif in the morning, Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda before going to sleep. And we are passing through a times of fitna. Time of fitna, test and trials. So many fitna. In order to safeguard ourselves from fitna, read Surah Kahf every Friday. This is the recitation. Number two, we try to understand the message of the Quran by sitting in the programs of durus of the Quran, by sitting in the company of the ulama. Because even when they lecture in the light of the commentary of the Quran. And number three, we practice the Quran. So we read the Quran, we understand the Quran, and we practice the Quran. If we are able to do this, we will be able to connect ourselves to the Quran. So my friends, this is what we need to do. We need to read the Quran as much as possible. There were people who would recite the whole Quran daily. And they were not free people. They were busy people. More busier than I. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala was a great faqih. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala, he was great faqih. And he was the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was the supreme judge, supreme chief justice during the time of Harun Rashid. So he was faqih. So he was a teacher. He would train other people to become faqih, means higher than a mufti. Faqih is able to deduce masail direct from Quran and Hadith. So he himself was a faqih, so he would deduce masail. He was teaching other capable students to become fuqaha. He was one of the most senior fuqaha, so other junior fuqaha used to refer to him in so many masail. He was the chief justice, so all the courts were running under him. Imagine his commitments. Despite that, only, I'm only mentioning his mamul of nafal salah. How many rakat nafal salah he used to read every day? 200 rakat. 200 rakat nafal. His zikr, his tasbihat, his recitation of the Quran, only Allah knows. 200 rakat. Why? How was he able to do that? Number one, when a person commits himself to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in time. Allah puts barakah in time. What we are able to do in 5 minutes, inshallah after 6 months we'll be able to do it in 3 minutes. And after 1 year we will be able to do it in 1 minute, number one. And number two, when a person commits himself, then at the moment we find that we are very, very busy. But in reality we are not busy. We have occupied ourselves in so many futile activities that neither benefits us in this world nor the hereafter. We are going home and our friend is coming from somewhere and we meet, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, and we will stand on the road and speak to him for half an hour, 1 hour. Futile activity. But if we are told to recite one juz which takes 15 minutes, I have no time. When we are told to stay away from sinful activities like engaging in movies and films and music, then we say, I can't pass time, so I have to. And when we are told to recite the Quran, we say, I have no time, how can I recite the Quran? On the day of Qiyamah, my friends, we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer. So recite the Quran, understand the Quran, and practice the Quran. I will leave you with just one incident, which is very interesting, that how our pious elders used to practice the Quran. Imam Hussein ibn Ali, Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullahu ta'ala, once he asked one of his attendants, a slave, that go and prepare water for me because I want to perform wudu. So he took a utensil. The utensil was made of clay. He filled it with water. And when both of them met each other, Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala also reached the spot where he was to perform wudu. And the slave came with the utensil, with water. The utensil fell from his hand. And it broke. And the water splashed on the clothes of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, and it dirtied his clothes. So anger was visible on his face. Anger was visible. Now, during those times, even the slaves were very much connected to the Quran. So he immediately knew what to do to suppress the anger of his master. So he said, Imam Zainul Abideen, O my master, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jannat is prepared for the muttaqeen. And thereafter Allah says, who are the muttaqeen? Allah says, muttaqeen are those people who والقاذمين الغيظ وعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والقاذمين الغيظ who swallow anger. So Jannat is prepared for those muttaqeen who swallow their anger. Allah says this. Imagine how much connection this slave had with the Quran, that he exactly knew which ayat to choose. In anger, if one of my attendants did this, and if I became angry, and if he said, Hazrat, Allah says, wal kazimin al ghayz, control your anger, my anger would increase. May Allah purify us. May Allah rectify us. My anger would increase. That you are making this error and you are telling me to. When he said, wal kazimin al ghayz, this is Allah is saying, that those people will be able to go in Jannah who are muttaqeen. And in order to become a muttaqi, you have to have this quality. You should be able to suppress your anger, swallow your anger. What did he say? Qazamtu ghayzi. I have swallowed my anger. So he said, Allah further says, wal afina anin nas. Muttaqeen are those people who forgive people. You have suppressed your anger, but have you forgiven me or not? So he said, afautu anka. I have forgiven you. So he said, Allah further says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who do good. So he was indicating that do something good, free me. Allah loves those people who do good. So he said, أَنْتَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah. They understood, they read the Quran, they understood the Quran, and they practiced the Quran. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر ہم خار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر تاریخ قرآن means the one who leaves the Quran on one side and lives his life as he wishes. And the opposite of تاریخ قرآن is حامل قرآن and صاحب قرآن. The one who reads the Quran, memorizes the Quran. If he does not memorize the Quran, then understands the Quran, and after that practices the Quran. And when a person becomes Hamil Quran, he becomes Muslim, one who submits his will to the will of Allah. So the poet says, "Wo zamane mein muazzaz the Muslima hokar." The Sahaba, they acquired honor and dignity throughout the world because they were Hamil Quran and Sahib Quran. Or hum khar hue. We became disgraced. The word Muslim is a disgrace in this day and age. The word Muslim is a disgrace. Any non-Muslims who hears Muslims, Islam, no, they become fearful. Hum khar hue. Why have we reached this stage? Tariqe Quran hokar, because we have left Quran on one side. Let us again, as Ummah, connect ourselves to the Quran by reading the Quran, by understanding the Quran, and by following the Quran. Inshallah, we will see the same glory that the Sahaba saw. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the young Hafiz who is completing the Quran. May Allah make him the coolness of his parents and his grandparents and the family and the teacher's eyes. And may Allah give him the tawfiq to retain these hifz until he breathes his last. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the tawfiq to understand and follow the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a means of salvation for his teacher, for his parents, for his family, for all of us, and for the whole Muslim ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Malik innaas, ilahin naas. من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من مضلات الفتن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من مضلات الفتن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من مضلات الفتن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما. عافیت کا معاملہ فرما. فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما. حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما. حسنات کو قبول فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین حسنات کی توفیق عطا فرما. سیئات کی نفرت نصیب فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنے خاص بندوں میں شامل فرما. ہمیں اپنے متقی اولیاء میں شامل فرما. خدام دین میں شامل فرما. مخلصین میں شامل فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما. ہمیں اپنی معرفت عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما. یا رب العالمین ہمارے قلوب کا تزکیہ عطیہ فرما دے، ہمارے ظاہر کی باطن کی اصلاح فرما دے، رضائل سے پاک فرما، رضائل سے آراستہ فرما، ہمیں اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عشق نصیب فرما، ان کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما، ان کی سنتوں سے، ان کے دین سے، ان کی تعلیمات سے محبت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین ان کی سیرت سے وابستگی نصیب فرما، ان کے دین سے وابستگی نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، اے رب الرحیمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما، آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما، اپنی ناراضگی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، آپ کی ناراضگی کو لانے والے کاموں سے حفاظت فرما، اے رب الرحیمین حساب آسان فرما، بغیر حساب کے جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما، جہنم سے حفاظت فرما، اپنی ناراضگی سے حفاظت فرما، اپنے غضب غصے سے حفاظت فرما، اپنی لعنت سے حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما، اے رحم الرحیمین ہمیں کامل مسلمان بنا دے، ہمیں کامل مسلمان بنا دے، ہمیں کامل مسلمان بنا دے، ہمیں اصلاح کی فکر کی توفیق عطا فرما، اے رحم الرحیمین مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما، الہ العالمین قدم قدم پہ برکتیں نازل فرما، رحمتیں نازل فرما، نصرتیں نازل فرما، الہ العالمین اس کرۂ عربی سے ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، اس کرۂ عربی سے ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، اس کرۂ عربی سے ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، امن کو عام فرما، سلامتی کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، عافیتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، الہ العالمین ہمارے اس ملک میں بھی امن کی فضاؤں کو عام فرما، نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما، نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما، نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما، الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو اپنے دین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، غیر مسلموں کو اسلام کی محبت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین غیر مسلموں کو اسلام کی صحیح سمجھ عطا فرما، اے رحم الرحیمین مسلمانوں کو قرآن سے وابستہ کر دے، اپنے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات اور سنتوں سے وابستہ کر دے، اے رحم الرحیمین تیری ذات سے وابستہ کر دے، اے رحم الرحیمین مسلمانوں کے قلوب کو تیری محبت سے منور فرما دے، تیری عشق سے منور فرما دے، تیری یاد سے منور فرما دے، اے رحم الرحیمین اے رحم الرحیمین اے رحم الرحیمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، اے رحم الرحیمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، آج جس بچے نے قرآن مجید حفظاً ختم کیا ہے، الہ العالمین اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما، اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما، اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما، مرتے دم تک اسے قرآن مجید کے ایک ایک حرف کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا دے، الہ العالمین اسے صاحب قرآن بنا دے، اسے حامل قرآن بنا دے، اسے عامل بالقرآن بنا دے، اسے اہل القرآن اور اہل اللہ میں شامل فرما دے، الہ العالمین اس حفظ قرآن کی برکت سے اسے قرآن مجید اور قرآن مجید کی تعلیمات پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے، الرحیم اسے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے، الہ العالمین اس کے سینے کو قرآنی علوم اور معارف سے بھی منور فرما، اسے ماں باپ کی اور خاندان کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا، آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا، استاد محترم کو بھی جزائے خیر عطا فرما، جن جن لوگوں نے اس بچے کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما، الہ العالمین اس بچے کو مقبول بنا دے، اس ادارے میں حفظ کرنے والے تمام بچوں کو مقبول بنا دے، یہاں کے اساتذہ کو مقبول بنا دے، یہاں کے اساتذہ علماء اور یہاں جو حاضر ہیں علماء اساتذہ، الہ العالمین ان سب کے علوم میں، ان کے فیوز میں، ان کے خلوص میں برکت پیدا فرما، ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سائے کو ہم لوگوں پر تادیر قائم فرما، الہ العالمین انہیں علماء ربانیین کے جو بلند درجات ہیں ان سے الہ العالمین متمتع فرما، اے رحم الرحیمین سرفراز فرما، اے رحم الرحیمین اس بچے کو ہم سب کے لیے آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا، الہ العالمین ہر ماں باپ کو اپنے اولاد کی طرف سے دینی دنیاوی روحانی اخروی الہ العالمین آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین ہماری اولاد کے نصیبوں کو اچھا فرما دے، الہ العالمین ہماری اولاد اور ہماری نسلوں کے برے دن دنیا میں اور آخرت دونوں جگہ میں دیکھنے سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین دونوں جگہ پر ان کے برے دن دیکھنے سے بچا لے، دونوں جگہ پر ان کے برے دن دیکھنے سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین ہماری اولاد
ماں باپ کا بھی فرما بردار بنا دے اور الہ العالمین تیرا بھی فرما بردار بنا دے. الہ العالمین جن کی اولاد اپنے ماں باپ کی فرما بردار ہے انہیں مزید فرما بردار بنا دے, اور الہ العالمین جو نافرمان ہے الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے, الہ العالمین آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے, دل کا سکون بنا دے, قلب کا سرور بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین جو بھی اولاد ہے انہیں بھی اولاد صالح عطا فرما. الہ العالمین بے اولادوں کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما, بے اولادوں کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں مسلمانوں کو حق پر مشتمع فرما. الہ العالمین حق کی حفاظت فرما, حق کی حفاظت فرما, حق والوں کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں بھی حق والوں میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین امت کو انتشار سے بچا لے, امت کو افتراق سے بچا لے, امت کو اختلاف سے بچا لے, سب کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, سب کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, سب کو حق پر مشتمع فرما, سب کو حق پر مشتمع فرما, سب کو حق پر مشتمع فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ہم سب کو, ہم فتنے کے دور سے گزر رہے ہیں, صحیح اور غلط کے درمیان تمیز کرنے کی صلاحیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین صحیح اور غلط کی تمیز نصیب ہونے کے بعد صحیح کو اختیار کرنے کی اور غلط کو چھوڑنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اتباع ہوا سے بچا کر اتباع خدا کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین امت کی حفاظت فرما, اہل حق کی حفاظت فرما, اہل حق کے سب کاموں کی حفاظت فرما, مدارس کی حفاظت فرما, مساجد کی حفاظت فرما, خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما, لہری کے دعوت و تبلیغ کی حفاظت فرما. اے رب الرحیم سب کی حفاظت فرما, سب کی حفاظت فرما, سب کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانوں کی حفاظت فرما, آنکھوں کی حفاظت فرما, ذہنوں کی حفاظت فرما, کانوں کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے عقائد, ہمارے نظریات کی حفاظت فرما. اے رب الرحیم جو کچھ ہے تیرے ہی فضل سے ہے. الہ العالمین جو کچھ ہوا ہے تیرے ہی فضل سے ہوا ہے. الہ العالمین مستقبل میں جو کچھ ہوگا, جو کچھ رہے گا, الہ العالمین تیرے ہی فضل سے ہوگا, تیرے ہی فضل سے رہے گا. الہ العالمین نظر کرم فرما دے, اس پورے مجمع پہ نظر کرم فرما دے, ہمارے پورے تمام متعلقین پہ نظر کرم فرما دے, پوری امت پہ نظر کرم فرما دے. الہ العالمین نظر کرم فرما, خدا بھی کرسم نہ اٹھ سکے گا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا. اے رب الرحیم ہم تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم بہت محتاج ہیں, ہم فقیر ہیں. الہ العالمین تیری مدد کے بغیر الہ العالمین ہم ایک قدم نہیں اٹھا سکتے. الہ العالمین اس پرفتن دور میں ہماری حفاظت فرما, ہماری عبادت فرما, پوری امت کی عبادت فرما, جھگڑوں کو ختم فرما, اختلافات کو ختم فرما, انتشارات کو ختم فرما, سب کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, ایک اور نیک بنا دے, شیو شکر بنا دے, ایک اور نیک بنا دے, شیو شکر بنا دے. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ہم سب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم کے جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کامل عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما. پورے عالم میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں جو تیری مرضی کے مطابق ہے, اہل حق کے ہیں, الہ العالمین سب کی حفاظت فرما, سب کو برکتیں نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو ظاہری باطنی روحانی مادی تمام مسائل مہیا فرما, سب کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین محضرت میں لطف و کرم سے اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے توفیق ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, وآخر دعوانا.